He's pulse and flicker finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Welcome to the first of three debates between President David Palmer and Senator John Keeler.
My office has just learned that the woman with whom the president is currently involved, Dr. Ann Packard, is being accused of helping to fabricate the results of a clinical drug trial. Did the president know of these accusations and choose to ignore them?
Kim, your dad's trying to break out Salazar. When's the last time you heard from him?
About a half hour ago. He asked me to issue a transfer order for Ramon Salazar.
And you did it?
Yeah, he said that Salazar needed to be moved. But now you're telling me this isn't true.
No, Kim, I'm sorry. Your dad lied to you.
What's gonna happen to him?
The best way out of this whole situation is to find Kyle Singer. Then your dad will give up Salazar.
Kyle, what are you doing? There's no way out of here.
If I die, the virus is dying with me.
I got it. A patrol car just found the truck Kyle Singer was in.
Pipe this into the teams on standby. Assume everyone on site is contagious and use level one CDC protocol.
If you want to get out of this thing, you're going to have to trust me.
Chase! What are you doing, Jack?
I gotta get Salazar in the air, in that chopper, in the next 60 seconds, or 100,000 people will die. You choose!
This is Warden Mitchell. I want all teams to stand down. I repeat, stand down.
Congratulations. Now you are an even bigger enemy to your country than I am.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
Do we have enough fuel to get to Mexico?
We're not going to Mexico.
What do you mean, why not?
If we make a run for the border, they'll just try and force us down.
You're gonna have to trust me.
Field Officer
Brian. Chloe, it's Chase. Jack disarmed his locator, but the military should have him on radar by now.
You're feeding us the stream now, Chase. I'm sending it to you.
A computer screen unfolds from the dashboard showing a radar map.
He just banked. He's heading west towards downtown.
Downtown? He knows they can't shoot him down over a populated area. We may be able to override what he did to his comm unit through an emergency hailing frequency. We have to get through to him, Chloe. Gotta let him know we found Kyle Singer.
On it.
Major Blanchard, this is Ryan Chappelle. What's the status of your pursuit craft?
I have two helicopters that have just taken off from down here.
How quickly will they intercept?
Well, that's changed. Bauer just turned. He's no longer headed south toward us.
Where's he headed?
Seems like he's headed toward the city. At his current speed, it'll take us 10 minutes before we get within range.
You've got to force him down. Even shoot him down if it comes to that.
Well, we can't do that while he's over the city without incurring serious collateral damage.
Then you have to do it before he gets to the city. If he lands, it'll be difficult to catch.
Yes, sir.
Keep this line open. Michelle? I'm taking over for Tony. Division wants a senior officer in charge of CTU. Give me an update.
We're trying to make contact with the chopper. Now that we have Kyle Singer and the virus has been contained, we need to contact Jack. Let him know that the attempted escape of Salazar is pointless.
Okay, assemble all the department heads in the conference area. I want everyone on the same page.
Michelle picks up her pride and struts over to Adam.
What about C-band?
SWAT chopper. They wouldn't be using those frequencies.
Adam, type whatever you're doing. We have a briefing in the conference area, and two.
Kim. Over here.
What do you need?
I need you to anchor these lists for Chloe while she's trying to find an admitting channel for the chopper.
I'm on it. Sorry I lost it in your dad's office. It's okay. Did you tell Michelle about the drugs you found in there?
Yeah.
What are they gonna do?
I don't know. Everything came in right after that, so no one's had time to process. Send me over the first two groups.
Sure.
6:04. District Director Ryan Chappelle assumes control of CTU and briefs the staff.
We'll make every attempt to communicate with Jack, try to resolve this peacefully. But if we can't, I need everyone absolutely clear on this. Salazar's terrorist connections are a serious threat to this country. We cannot let him leave. Now that we've got Singer, should it come to it, both Salazar and Bauer are expendable.
Why aren't we focusing on other options that would bring down the chopper without force?
Jack's not giving us any options. He's on a suicide mission either way. Once he hands Ramon off to Hector, they'll have no use for him. They're going to kill him. I just got off the phone with Major Blanchard. He has pursuit craft tracking Jack. However, if they're not able to catch him by the time he reaches Metro airspace, then we have a whole new set of problems. We need to coordinate with local authorities now.
A frustrated Hector tries to phone Gael. He hammers at the buttons with his finger and hurls the phone onto his desk.
Hector, relax.
Why can't I reach Gael?
He can't get away.
Claudio massages his shoulders, but he pulls away.
I need to know what's going on with Ramon now.
The government is probably releasing him. Some time.
They're not releasing him. I didn't want to tell you.
Tell me what?
The plan has changed. Jack Bauer is the one who's going to deliver Ramon.
Jack Bauer? Well, is that a joke?
No.
Well, how is that possible? I mean, Ramon would never accept help from the man who put him in prison.
Oh, no. He is accepting his help. Bauer is now a criminal in his own country for doing this.
Hector, what's going on? How could you let Bauer come to us? That's too dangerous.
Don't worry about it, Claude.
No, I am worried. Look what he's already done to us. He was some kind of trick.
Don't worry about Jack Bauer. I have plans for him.
Gael calls.
Yes?
I don't have a lot of time. We're in the middle of this.
Is Ramon alive?
Yes. He and Bauer have escaped in a helicopter.
Have they contacted our pilot yet?
No. They're being pursued. Everything will be decided in the next few minutes.
Hector slowly snaps the flip-top shut on his cell phone with his sweating forehead and breathes a self-satisfied sigh of relief. End of part one.
Hey, what did Chappelle say in the briefing?
He said a lot of stuff.
Are they gonna try and shoot down my father?
If they have to, yeah. But if they can contact him first, it won't come to that. Chloe, where are you at?
No progress on the hailing frequency. Without that, we can't get through to Jack.
Okay, here's some new ones to try. Use a tree search. We've got to get through to that chopper.
Kim.
Yeah.
I need to speak to you.
Sure.
6:08. As Kim walks towards Michelle, Ryan sidles away.
Ryan and I feel you shouldn't be here until the situation with your father is resolved.
I'm qualified to handle the work, Michelle.
Your qualifications aren't at issue. Your emotions are.
I can control my emotions. My father's doing this so that the virus won't get out. If he knows that Kyle Singer's in custody, he'll give Salazar back.
I know, but we can't reach your father.
Not yet, but Chloe and Adam are getting there, and I can help them. I'm a resource, Michelle. Don't do this.
Okay. Go back and help Adam.
Ryan has been listening and returns from the shadows.
If we have to fire on that chopper, I want her out of here.
Meanwhile, Jack and Salazar make a dash for downtown Los Angeles by helicopter. A radar monitor indicates two more choppers closing in.
Hey, what's going on?
It's military.
How can you tell?
Their formation, their rate of speed, they're going to be on us in the next 3 to 4 minutes.
And then what?
I assume they've got orders to shoot us out of the sky.
6:09. As Salazar looks anxiously out of the windows far below at street level, Chase tracks the helicopter in his pickup truck and reaches for his cell phone.
I just spoke with someone at CTU. They said you authorized the use of force against the chopper.
That's right, Chase, I did.
Does President Palmer know about this?
Palmer? First of all, he's in the middle of a national debate, and I don't need his authorization. Bauer just helped Ramon Salazar break out of prison.
He did that to make sure Salazar's people don't release this virus.
I don't care. This is my jurisdiction.
All I'm saying is that getting Palmer's authorization might be the smart play here. Think about it. Jack Bauer has a personal relationship with the president. He saved his life more than once. And Palmer has interceded on his behalf before.
Our mandate does not bend to accommodate personal relationships.
You're right, Ryan. And after you shoot Jack down, you can personally explain that to the president.
Ryan Chappelle chews it over in his mind.
Chappelle.
Our aircraft are about to make visual contact with Bauer. We can be ready to fire in...
Do not fire. Repeat, do not fire until you hear back from me.
6:10.
President has spoken of his administration's support for the American worker. But I'm sure these words sound hollow to Armando Rodriguez of Galveston, Shawna Brown of Biloxi, to Kendall Taylor of Tampa, and to 100,000 of their fellow workers who have lost their jobs because of trade agreements signed by President David Palmer. It's my belief that opportunities have been missed. I believe in the long term, the big picture.
Wayne Palmer?
Mr. Palmer, Ryan Chappelle calling.
Mr. Chappelle, what's the latest on the bio threat?
Kyle Singer, whom we believe to be the only carrier of the virus, has been taken into custody.
Did you tell me there's no longer a risk of this virus being released?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, we still have the Bauer situation to deal with.
What's the status on that?
Bauer has taken Salazar from the prison in a helicopter. We have him in our sights but are unable to communicate with him.
So what do you plan on doing?
Salazar can't be allowed to leave the country. I'm afraid our only alternative is to shoot him down.
Mr. Chappelle, my brother is not going to like that alternative.
I understand. That's why I'm calling. I don't want to fire on Bauer without the president's permission.
Yeah, well, the president is in the middle of a televised debate right now, so I'm sorry, but this is going to have to wait.
It can't wait. In a few minutes, their helicopter is going to be over downtown L.A. and will be unable to shoot it down without risking significant civilian casualties.
Let me get back to you, Ryan.
Soon, Mr. Palmer. Otherwise, Bauer will be able to land that chopper and disappear with Salazar into the population.
Yeah.
Economic experts are predicting that not only will those 100,000 jobs be regained, a similar number will be created.
Senator Keeler.
Who's the economic experts? The administrations? I, for one, cannot accept the blurred numbers being projected by the so-called economic experts of this administration. Those are the people largely
David,
responsible
me.
For getting us into this
the
mess.
The bio threat's been eliminated.
We have Kyle Singer in custody. However, Jack Bauer doesn't know this. Now he's facilitated Salazar's escape. And they're in a chopper on the outskirts of the city. Now listen to me carefully, David. It may be necessary to shoot him down.
I would like to hear the president's answer to that question.
Are you prepared to authorize this?
Mr. President, your response?
Come on, David, what do you want to do?
I think the entire American workforce would like to hear his answer.
Mr. President?
My fellow Americans, I have just been informed of an impending national emergency that requires my immediate attention. Therefore, I must withdraw from this debate. Excuse me.
Now, what is this?
This is, to say the least, an unusual situation. No one here is quite sure what this emergency is.
I need this room clear.
We're waiting for suspicion when we get them.
Get these people out of here!
Until they're left returning to our local state.
6:18. Carl Singer is wheeled into the National Health Services Center, strapped to an enclosed bio stretcher. Medical personnel leave him in the airlock of a secure facility to be picked up by a team in hazmat bioprotection suits.
What's going on?
Over.
Talk to me, please!
Kyle, I'm Dr. Duncan. I need you to calm down.
Where's my girlfriend? Where's Linda?
We have her in another part of the facility.
Is she okay?
Yes, she's fine. There's an incubation period of 14 hours. With this particular virus, if you haven't become symptomatic, you haven't transmitted it.
But my parents, you'll be okay too?
Yeah, they're on their way.
What happens when I do become symptomatic? It's like that Ebola thing, isn't it? Eat me alive.
We'll keep you as comfortable as possible.
A tear rolls down the side of his cheek as Kyle countenances the short, horrific future that faces him. 6:20. Two military choppers are close on Jack's tail.
Locked onto our heat signature.
Then why aren't they firing?
I don't know. Chloe, come on, give me the hailing frequency.
I can't make the servers go any faster, okay?
Mr. Chappelle, we've just locked onto the chopper. It is not yet over a populated zone. I need an answer.
How much time do we have precisely?
Before collateral damage becomes an issue, just over 4 minutes.
Stay on course, Major. I'm waiting to hear back from the President.
We still haven't gotten any indication as to the nature of this national emergency, and Senator Keeler's staff is questioning whether or not this emergency actually exists. If this indeed is a national emergency of any sort, something that would challenge the nation at this critical time, it would be an odd thing, but nonetheless, something that should be taken quite seriously. And so tonight, everyone on both sides of the aisle is beginning to tread lightly on the chance. Some feel.
Could you give us a moment, please?
Six:21. Wayne waits as Palmer calms himself with a pill.
David, I'm sorry, but we don't have a lot of time here. So what do you want to do about shooting down this chopper?
I can't give the order to kill Jack Bauer.
But you can't let Salazar go either.
Is it Salazar you're worried about? Or are you worried that if Jack Bauer lives, he'll talk about our arrangement?
It's a fair question. To be blunt, yeah, I am worried about that, even if you're not. But you still have to think about national security, David. I mean, Salazar not only runs a drug cartel, but he's connected to terrorist organizations. And he has proven to us today that he has the infrastructure to launch a biological attack on our soil. Now we can't allow him to do that again.
Jack Bauer sacrificed everything to prevent that attack.
Jack Bauer volunteered. Jack Bauer knew the risks. Now, David, you have got to make this decision as if it wasn't Jack Bauer on that helicopter. You have to do what's right for this country, David. Listen, this is your call, but you gotta make it now.
Give me Chappelle.
We now have just over 1 minute until they reach the no-fire zone. I repeat, we have over just
Hold
one
on,
minute
Major.
Until they reach...
Ryan Chappelle.
This is President Palmer. Why can't you force down that chopper without firing on it?
Bauer won't communicate with us, Mr. President. He's forcing our hand.
How much time do we have?
In 60 seconds, he'll be out of reach. Sir?
You have my authorization to fire.
Yes, sir. Major, shoot him down.
Yes, sir. This is Alpha 1 to Zebra 1 and Zebra 2.
Proceed. You have a go. I repeat, you have a go.
Roger that, Alpha 1 to Fando on.
An alarm alerts Jack to the lock-on, and he dives sharply to the left.
Damn it, what's happening?
They gave the order. No, please.
A man is sick, but he's diving. I don't have a shot. He's changing course. Get under him. Get under him. Do you have a shot? Negative. He knows we're on him, and he's maneuvering away. I've got a heat source again. Rockets engaged. Going live. You're clear for shot. Control, please advise, should we still fire?
No. Stand down. I repeat, do not fire. Do not fire.
Roger that, Alpha One, standing down.
Hold on, we're going in.
All right, everyone, fall back to B protocols. Have all units on the ground prepared. Wherever Bauer lands, I want to be on top of him.
They are coming up on him. Stay with him, Zebra 2 and stay with him. Descending to the southeast. He's diving.
That's fine.
Michelle, what's going on?
They're not firing. Jack's over the city.
Can you get him on the hailing frequency yet?
Chloe's getting close. Okay, he's putting it down. I've got
to
go.
No, get me to Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe!
Any second now, Chase.
There's no time, damn it. I need to get to him before he lands.
Jack lands at a busy crossroads as cars swerve violently to avoid hitting him. Pursuing choppers hover overhead.
I got it, Chase. I got it. Patching you through. You're in. Go.
Jack, we found Kyle Singer. I repeat, we found Kyle Singer. The virus is contained. There's no need for you to be doing this.
But Jack is long gone. He and Salazar dash through the crowds to the nearest metro station and scamper down some stairs into a subway. 6:26. End of part two.
Mr. and Mrs. Singer, I'm Dr. Duncan.
Hi.
Hello.
One more second. That's good. Get these.
But our options for treatment are limited.
I don't understand. If he's not sick yet, why isn't there any way to treat him?
Once someone's exposed and starts incubating the virus, there's nothing we can do.
Well, how long does he have?
The lab tests haven't come back yet. Once they do, we'll have a more...
Please, just give me some idea.
Hours, not days. I'm sorry.
Can we see him?
Of course.
Kyle watches his parents from the isolation ward as biosuited doctors extract blood samples and run tests.
I can't. I can't.
Hey, Helen, he needs to know that we're not angry with him. Okay?
The mother regards her helpless son through the glass. And they approach a connecting intercom with trepidation.
Almost done. It's fine, it's okay.
Kyle, your parents would like to speak with you.
Have a nice day.
They can hear you through the intercom.
Yep. Watch yourself. Okay, here we go.
Take your time. I'll be just outside.
Kyle is helped up and stands before the dividing glass that separates him from his parents.
Maybe.
The doctor told us everything.
But maybe they're wrong. Maybe it isn't as bad as they think.
Not wrong. Deserve what I'm getting.
Don't say that. All you deserve was a father who could do better for you. So you wouldn't have to go and get money and bring it home because I couldn't. And sorry, Kyle. I'm so sorry.
I love you. You've always taken care of me. No, I've never told you this. But you made me feel safe. Even now, you made me feel safe. You did the best you could, Dad.
reconcile with their dying son. The tearful family comes together as best they can. Their hands reach out to touch on either side of the thick, cold glass.
I don't want to die.
No, no.
6:34. Chase pulls up at the metro station and rendezvous with a police sergeant.
Admin, CTO. Anybody seen him?
Witnesses saw your suspects run down into the station about 5 minutes ago.
How many trains have left?
Two. One made a stop 10 blocks east of here. We got officers searching that area. We stopped another train in the tunnel. They're searching it now.
Jack's not going to let himself get trapped on a train.
You think he's still down in the tunnel?
CTU Bauer.
Kim, I need the MTA schematics at the Pershing Square station.
What's going on, Chase?
Your dad got out of the chopper before I could tell him about Kyle Singer. He and Salazar are on the run.
Hang on. Okay, I've got the schematics.
How many tunnel emergency exits are there between here and Grand? Kim?
I'm looking.
Come on, let's go.
There's one in the alley, just off 6th Street, southwest corner.
How far is that from here?
One block. But they're all one way, so you're better off on foot.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Hey, we coordinating with you guys or not?
Chase sprints past a line of parked police cars and along a main street, through shoppers and pedestrians. He darts across the road, gesturing to the traffic to stop, much to the indignation of irate passers-by.
Michelle, I just got off the phone with Chase. He's at the metro station.
What did he want?
Information about the subways.
Whatever you gave him, copy our other agents.
I did.
Good.
She hovers.
They know not to use lethal force, right?
Mandate's the same. Stop Salazar by any means necessary. But now that they're on the ground, they can probably do that without harming your father.
Right.
Chase darts past some brick buildings into a secluded side street, where he finds the open grate of a maintenance exit to the subway system. He fumbles for his cell phone.
Michelle, it's Chase. Jack out of the tunnel through a maintenance access off of Mission. It's 900 block. You need to redeploy all your people to this area. Seal off a 10-block radius.
I'm on it.
Jack and Salazar bound up to a parking lot. And just as the valet leaves to park a customer's car, Jack steals a set of keys from the valet stand, and they jump into a fast, sporty Pontiac. Jack revs up the supercharged engine, and they disappear into the hum of LA traffic.
The exit of the president did come at a critical time in the debate, and even pundits on both sides of the aisle are speculating that it is quite odd, to say the least, to see a sitting president leave an auditorium in the
middle of his first presidential debate. Having said that, it was CTU. You still haven't found Bauer or Salazar. LAPD is placing a net around the area where the chopper landed. It would be an
odd thing. Hopefully they'll be picked up without incident. Quite seriously, and so tonight,
everyone on both sides of the aisle is it's probably more likely that Bauer slipped through. David, listen. You're going to have to stop thinking about his welfare for the moment. Now, Bauer breaking Salazar out of prison has already leaked to the press. Now, you're going to have to go out there and explain to them that's why you ended this debate. And then explicitly denounce what Bauer did.
So Jack puts his life on the line to stop the virus and we hang him out to dry.
David, we cannot allow anyone to know that we sanctioned what he did. That would do irreparable damage to you, to the office. Now, you know what I'm saying is true. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to let him go.
As Wayne leaves, Palmer broods over his impossible position. 6:43. Jack roars to the streets in the Pontiac.
What are you calling?
Pilot. Your brother gave the FBI contact instructions in his last call. He's got a plane circling waiting to pick you up.
So CTU knows about the plane. Won't that be a problem?
Not for long.
Gael listens in.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Jack Bauer. I've got Salazar. I'm in a secure cell. 711.
Star 6559. Reconfigure your frequency and call me back.
If I get confirmation.
That's right.
Is this the real thing?
Yes. Yes, it is. He's got Salazar. Call him back and make arrangements.
And we're buffered from CTU.
It's handled.
Yeah.
Where are you?
2700 block of Figueroa. We're headed south.
All right. The closest safe airstrip is Santa Margarita. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I can get there in about 10 minutes.
You really are the best, Jack. When you were down there with us, I had no idea you were an agent. We accepted you. You didn't have to put the needle in your arm. You did that for other reasons. Same reason as all junkies, to kill the pain. What's your pain, Jack? What does the needle make go away, huh?
Jack shoots a glance at Salazar and blinks the sweat from his eyes. 6:45.
Make sure to call Division. Tell them that they need to move the men out of Downey.
Same place?
Yeah, we need everyone downtown.
Okay,
Michelle, Dr. Linz are on line 3.
Take a few minutes. Is that all right?
Yeah, call me back with confirmation.
All right.
Yeah, doctor?
Well, your husband's out of surgery.
How is he?
There was no nerve damage. The injury was entirely vascular.
And it's what we were hoping for, right?
Yes. He should recover fully.
Thank God.
Now, he's going into post-op now, so he should be awake in the next hour or so.
I'll be there. Thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
A sympathetic Ryan appears from the shadows.
Hospital. Tony's gonna be okay.
He hugs her unexpectedly.
That's good news.
Thank you, Ryan.
Have you heard back from INS?
Yeah, we sent out an alert. And recovered from Baja to New Mexico.
How about local airfields?
We're trying to shut down everything we can, but we're getting a little bogged down with the FAA.
Have Gael run a pattern analysis on local air traffic. We may come up with an anomaly.
It's a good idea.
Still a little thrown, she takes a moment before returning to her desk.
Kaufman.
Adam, where's Gael?
Tech One. Kim and I are just about to head down there. Do you need me to tell him something?
No, just send him over to my office.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Thanks.
Gael monitors the Salazar plane as it waits on the tarmac of the Santa Margarita airstrip.
Once you get back in the air, I'll be offline. Increment your frequency every 15 minutes. I'll pick you up on 22-7.
Roger that.
An alarm rings as Adam and Kim open the IT room door.
I'll get back to you.
So everything on the system hasn't been updated since 11 a.m., so that's where you should start.
Gael, Michelle needs to see you in her office.
Okay.
You can use the station right here.
Great.
What's she doing?
Bringing the logs back up to date. We got really behind on everything with the fan today.
I can do that a lot faster than she can.
No, Michelle needs to see you now.
Kim watches Gael's exit with suspicion. A message flashes up on Gael's computer. The shutdown sequence is not yet complete.
Okay. You're all set.
Great.
See you in a bit.
Yep.
6:48. End of part 3. Part 4, 6:52, Palmer's briefing room.
Can you give me a moment?
Yeah.
I have these two paragraphs inverted. We have a secretary meet me in the morning.
He leaves with Anne.
Is everything okay?
Well, we had to make some fast choices, and I couldn't do that while I was on stage. Yes. Everything's okay now.
Are you sure?
This is just damage control.
David, I'm sorry. I still can't believe Keeler would repeat those lies in a national debate.
You don't have to apologize for anything. You didn't sink to their level. And in the long run, it's going to pay off.
You're right.
But I'm more concerned about you. You've only been brought into this because of me.
I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
David, Jerry scheduled a press conference. They're expecting your statement this evening.
Fine.
Good. We've got to get right on the response to Keeler's accusation about Anne.
What did the quick polls tell us?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. We got hit hard. Voters who were on the fence may have just fallen into Keeler's camp.
Well, that is ridiculous. Once they find out that Ted was lying...
And how are they supposed to do that, Anne? I mean, as he said, she said. See, this is politics. It's not medicine. So do me a favor and stay out of it.
Stay out of it. I am it.
That's enough. Wayne, we're going to have to be patient. Anne's not going anywhere, and we're not changing our strategy.
David, we really
right now, it's Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
As Wayne leaves, his words reverberate in Anne's mind.
I may not agree with his bedside manner, but I think he's right. You don't need this right now.
Well, what do you say?
I think we should put our relationship on hold until after the election.
Whoa. First of all, that won't resolve anything. And second of all, I need you.
Then I'm right here.
That's my lead.
6:55. Back at the health services facility. And Dr. Nicole Duncan receives Kyle's test results.
Wait a minute. How can that be?
Have we rechecked these results?
3 times, doctor.
You sure?
Very sure.
A 4 out of 3 says so.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah, get me Chappelle at CTU. Put him through to my cell.
Kyle sits in trepidation as he watches Nicole walk over to his parents and discuss something behind the glass. Nicole swipes her card at the security door and enters the ward completely unprotected.
What's going on?
There's no trace of the virus in your blood.
What?
We reran the test several times and had them double-checked at another lab. You're clean. Duncan.
Nicole, Chappelle.
Kyle Singer's test came back negative.
How is that possible?
It's only possible if he was never infected.
So you're telling me this whole virus scare was a bluff?
I don't know if I'd say that. The dead body they dropped off this morning was definitely infected.
Then why wouldn't they have infected the boy? What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. You tell me.
6:57, and the Pontiac arrives at the airfield next to the Salazar plane to be met by 2 gunmen.
What the hell's going on?
You didn't think I was going to let you just deliver me and leave, did you? Get him out!
Ramon! What the hell is going on, Ramon?
Jack is knocked out and dragged forward. Salazar points a gun into his back and is about to fire.
Thanks for the ride, Jack.
Come on!
Decker said to bring him back. Alive.
Fine. Let's go.
The gunmen drag Jack to the steps of the plane. One of them lifts him onto their back and bundles him in as the aircraft readies to leave Los Angeles for Mexico. Meanwhile, Kim processes data in the IT room. She looks on the monitor and sees Gael busy chatting to an operative in the main concourse. She hurries to Gael's computer and reactivates the files. One shows the Salazar plane. She presses a button, and it looms large on the big screen. At another console, she plays the surveillance footage and witnesses Jack's arrival on the tarmac and capture by Salazar's gunmen. Meanwhile, the plane takes off with an unconscious Jack left rolling in the aisle. A special news story breaks on television about the Palmer scandal. Anne and Palmer walk coolly out to the presidential limousine, cheered by the crowds. And Hector waits with Claudia for the safe return of his brother. Kim enhances the footage and realizes that her father's been knocked out and abducted. She grabs for a phone, just as the door alarm rings out.
Adam! Adam, there's something seriously wrong.
It's Gael.
I just remembered. I forgot to close that file.
He threatens Kim with a gun. The end.